All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey! How we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and I am very pleased to announce everybody present and accounted for. Nicholas behind the glass. Barry and I, well, here. And ready to move forward, fellas. Another day.
Boy, another Twitch feed with a completely out of focus camera.
That's my bad.
Y'all can see the hair on Joel's ears.
Hold on.
You have very hairy ears.
Nobody wants to zoom into
y'all. You have very hairy ears.
Dude, I meant to tell you that the other day.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, I meant to tell you the other day you missed the spot. Your whole ear has a spot. You missed it.
Well, they missed a spot on your widow's peak. How about that?
Don't say that, Joel.
Yeah.
I paid good money
for this. The tattoo artist missed a few. You might have to go back. And look, on the fly, our resident cameraman's going to come in and refocus.
Look at that. Just
okay,
zoom in on his chin. Get the wide angle. Zoom in on Joel's chin. Okay. It got weird.
Hey,
I just made out with the
How
Twitch
How we doing
feed.
In the world of the coronavirus on a Thursday?
Hey, I have good news.
You
Everything's going to be okay.
How do you know?
Because I got an email.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in this trying times, it's important that you hear from important people.
Sure.
When
I texted you last night.
When things are down, you want to hear from people that motivate you, that make you feel like things are going to be okay. And I'm happy to report that the CEO of Taco Bell sent an email out to all of the app users letting us know they were handling their business. That Taco Bell was doing their thing.
I got a lot of those lately.
It's weird. Yeah.
Old Navy, Dick's Sporting Goods.
StockX sent me a letter. Taco Bell. Who was it? AT&T.
Grocery store?
My water company. Quadvest, who was just a horrible company, by the way, because they charge too much. But yeah, all these weird businesses are now letting me know.
Yeah, I got a stack of those.
That they got a
too.
Plan, and I'm like, well, thank God Taco Bell has a plan, because I'm not so sure the government did or does. But at least Taco Bell has their crap together.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those emails saying, and for your safety, we're closing for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month. Okay.
Well, no, Taco Bell's was just about we're taking care of our people. We're going to provide you with delicious tacos, delivery style. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't need all that, Taco Bell. I appreciate you reaching out, but you could have just saved the email. I don't need to hear from you in a time of crisis.
I don't need,
you know, Whataburger to be like, hey, bro, taquitos are still being made. Don't worry about it. What? I don't care. I'm at home keeping 6 feet from my wife, a.k.a. business as usual. I don't need you to tell me that you're still making food. Just make food.
Yeah, get your marketing people to come up with the sixth meal, because you know with all this time on their hands, instead of that, what do they call it, the late night meal was the fourth meal?
Yeah, well, fourth
now,
meal.
Now they're
going
to be up to six meals, because you know people are going to be eating all the time.
Well, just so you're aware, guys, Taco Bell has it together, and they're not going to let us down.
You know who else isn't?
What?
Strip club in
down?
Portland.
Oh, yeah.
There's a strip club in Portland that has their strippers delivering meals. Wait for it. Do you know what they're calling it?
Heels on wheels.
Boober Eats.
My God.
That's fantastic.
Boober Eats is available in Portland if you want a stripper to deliver your food.
Now, hold on. No, get back on that microphone, young man. You're telling me that you think that's great, and you know damn well if Joel were to have said Boober Eats on this show, you would gong him, we would boo and hiss him, you might even shut his mic off. But now, since Joel didn't say it, it's great,
that's fantastic.
I'll tell you why. The idea is fantastic.
Okay. The name?
Yeah.
No.
But it has to be a little cheesy to be, you know, if you're advertising for it, sometimes ads need, you know, they need to be a little cheesy.
What's wrong with heels on wheels?
I like
that. What was that? What's wrong with that?
That was good.
Right? That's way better than Boober Eats.
Yeah, but if it's got to be a little cheesy, they're delivering the Taco Bell heard is okay.
Do they dance? Because then they could call it Chub Hub.
That's good, too. That was why aren't we marketing for these people?
I don't
people?
Know. It's way better than Boober Eats.
God, that's a job but that when pays. You think we got to go become marketing people in Portland.
What about HoarDash?
You are rolling right now. You're on fire. Those are fantastic.
Thank you. I think I'm going to start HoarDash. I'm just going to send whores to your house. Don't even worry about food. I mean, you'll have something to eat, but we're just sending just...
And this
will only work in Las Vegas, though. You can just order HoarDash, and boom, you get a whore right
but
to your door.
But that's where I was going
next. There's our slogan, whore to your door.
That's what I was going next. Because, yeah, in Vegas, this makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
In Portland, what are you going to go? Here's your meal. You want dessert? Because you know she's coming in... And it's going down, and there's going to be a whole lot of more trouble.
And we already know that the homeless problem in Portland is off the rails. So half of them are probably homeless strippers anyways. I don't need that. I don't need a homeless stripper with a beard showing up being like, hey.
So how do you know they're homeless?
It's Portland. Everybody in
Remember
Portland
when you
is
went
homeless.
To Portland, and I told you that
no,
too
that's a
when
fact.
I lived there.
Yeah, you were like, everybody's homeless. Yes. It's a fact. So, it was...
So basically, they're dropping it. When you talk social distancing, for them, it's drop it on the corner. I'll go get it. Just get away from me.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not exactly hygienic. And the other thing, which is weird, because we mentioned social distancing, I go for a run last night. Just got to relieve some stress and get out and go. I figure no one's outside the neighborhood. There were like 150 people all over the sidewalks and the trails around my house.
Really?
Walking dogs, riding bikes, doing all these things. I'm like, well, so much for social distancing. It's the most people I've ever seen out.
Yeah, that is. But at least people are getting out. That's a good thing, right? No? Are we saying that's not a good thing?
I don't know.
It's not the gym. You can be outside.
Well, I asked Lisa. I said, if you had your druthers, what's safer for us? Me running on the treadmill or me running outside? She goes, oh, no, the fresh air. It's great. And literally, CNN's doing all these town halls. And they said, for the time being, you're supposed to get out to exercise.
Right.
Go outside. But they're stressing that you still, if you can, keep your social distance.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, the thing to me is, when is it going to end? Because, you know, you're getting these daily updates, and everybody's patting each other on the back. But then when you get to these town halls, and they start talking about, well, we really haven't even experienced the worst of it yet. By the weekend, we should see a huge spike in death. And how many people have it?
No.
And I'm going, oh, great.
Yeah, that's not good. And I'm like, look, if I'm going to do takeout, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to get, Boober Eats.
Boober Eats.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to like call Big City Wings. I'm be like, yo, load me up. Give me that peanut butter bacon Laminac, or give me some wings. But I'm going to go with the places that I eat at and, you know, can go and get it. Again, it doesn't matter that we have this issue. I don't trust people with my food. So I'm going to go to Big City Wings. Now, you know, but that's me because I'm a freak. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys may, you know, order, but I'm going to get
it. I'm about to DoorDash.
Are you? What are you getting?
Nick's place.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice. What are you getting me?
Absolutely nothing.
Give me a calzone.
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. No, yes. Yeah, really.
So you're just going to be like that?
Of course. Why would I share my food with you at this time?
Okay. And when Big City Wings...
Do you even want my food, considering the, you know...
You sound a little nasally today, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. See? You got to watch him. Y'all thought I was the one.
I still think you're the one.
No.
Not
the case at all. I do think Nora and I have still been eating out, and I think it's important that we keep supporting businesses.
Yep.
Especially these types of businesses. I told you guys I had went to like the Mod Pizza in front of the neighborhood. I'm going to go to Big City Wings. I'm going to get some food. You should go to these places that, you know, one, have been in our community for a while and have been supportive of the community for a while. And you know, just keep spending money. That's the worst. And I know it's difficult. I know it's scary, but that's the problem. If we all stop, it becomes a bigger issue.
No, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean,
don't go crazy. Don't have to do it every day.
No, exactly right. But when you can do things for the people that, you know, are always there for you when you're on the go and you want to go grab something real quick and then, you know, get to the house, take care of them now, because as we mentioned yesterday and along the way, there's a lot of people that are going to not only go paycheck to paycheck, they're really struggling right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can keep them employed and you can keep the businesses moving. I mean, that's a really important thing. Even businesses like Twin Peaks, if you can just go get takeout and go to Twin Peaks because of the fact that you appreciate how many times you hung out with the Twin Peaks girls and watched sports, because that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You've seen how many people on Twitter are just flat out saying, we miss sports.
Yep.
No matter how much you wanted to say, I love this team, I hate that player, I hate this team, I hate that player, you love sports. And when you don't really realize it till it's gone.
You know why I miss sports the most?
Why?
Because I feel like all this dumbass stuff that Bill O'Brien's doing wouldn't be as impactful. It wouldn't hurt as bad. It would hurt. And I would still think he's a moron. But it wouldn't hurt as bad, because I could be like, well, at least James Harden scored 50. He gave up 53, but he scored 50.
But you remember, he dodged a bullet after the Kansas City game because the Astros cheating scandal came out. Yes. And completely took over the media, and he was able to escape.
Yes.
So karma came back and said, you know what? You keep not even the coronavirus is going to let you escape this one, brother.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that, because the Texans put out a release that Nick, amongst others, myself included, did not think was believable.
No. 0.0% chance is what I tweeted.
Yeah.
That he wrote this. Why did they put his name on the press release?
I don't know.
There's no chance. He doesn't have that vocabulary.
So Bill O'Brien. This
is not even possible.
Bill O'Brien.
If it would have ended with y'all suck too, then you would, okay, he wrote that.
Bill O'Brien won't even put his name on a trade. But he's going to put his name on a press release that says, we're not having a press conference yet, and we can't name the players.
Because of coronavirus.
By the way, every other team in the league, which is supposed to not announce moves they've made, have announced every move they've made.
Have they?
Yes.
Well, I looked on the Arizona website to see if the Cardinals had announced that they have a new wide receiver, and I didn't see it.
It's there.
The day that the trade happened.
It's there today.
Has it happened?
According
really?
To sources. But yes. There's like video. Like Cardinals have a video on their tweet.
So what they've done as a loophole across the league is they've said, according to multiple sources, we have a new receiver, a new cornerback, a new this, a new that.
Gotcha.
Unless you're the Texans, which are leaving their fans hanging because they're hoping somehow, some way they can void the trade, because they're going, yeah, for now, we can't tell you about any new players.
You're right. So I'm on the Cardinals website, and it says reports potential trade of DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson. And that's what they're posting. They're saying, well, you know, business has been impacted, it doesn't mean business has stopped. And it's some guy that writes for azcardinals.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just see if the Texans have that on their website. That reports are saying that
they don't.
That genius Bill O'Brien pulled off trade of the year.
Breaking news? No way. Because
you don't think so?
No.
Let's see.
By the way.
Nope. Off-season week 5 recap? Nope.
Pick which one you want, because here's the other thing. We said, according to multiple sources, that's what teams are doing. The latest big-time trade in the NFL happened this morning. Darius Slay was traded from the Lions to the Eagles. On the Eagles' website, big play Slay is, in parentheses, reportedly, on the way. And they have a picture of him in a Lions uniform. That doesn't even say sources. It just says reportedly. But
well, that could have been a free agent, right? Not a trade?
No, it's a trade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they traded with the Lions. I think it was like a third and a fifth. They got the best corner in the league. They upped him for 3 more years. So they just put big play Slay is reportedly on the way.
Mm-mm-mm.
Bengals did it. They did more than it with an ex-Texan than the Texans have done with new Texans. They announced DJ Reader.
There is absolutely nothing on the Texans' website at all. And I pulled up just this one. You're
talking about content-wise? Or?
No, for that mentions the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Yeah. This one says, Texans make moves. More coming with free agency. And I looked at that, and it's all about Brian Anger and John Weeks and Kaimi Fairbairn. And who cares? Wait, and no one cares.
Did they make John Weeks the third highest paid long snapper in the league?
It would probably.
Surprising no one.
No.
All right, we're just getting started on the usual suspects. Hopefully, we can provide some levity and fun for the next 3 hours. 713-780-3776 is our HR&P listener line. Call that number, text that number. You can always hit us on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Join us, won't you? Let's have some fun. Up until 4, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second segment of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we get you through another day in these crazy times.
I'm going to tell you guys how bad it is. And I'm going to be serious for a moment, because this affects us all in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it has an impact on all of our lives in different ways. And for me, the impact that it's had the most is that my wife has been home for the last couple days. And it got serious last night, because as we sat down to have dinner, she decided that we were going to watch Cheer.
Don't tell me that's that show about cheerleading.
Let me have my moment. I'm grieving.
I don't know what that is.
And so I had to. This is hard. I had to binge watch an entire season of Cheer with my wife while I ate.
Did you throw up?
It was hard. And I'm just hoping that they don't come out with another one. Oh, God. It was still. Okay. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was a little into it. And
I was just going to ask Nick, how much you betting he enjoyed this? He's playing it up, but he loved it.
I was a little into it, because there is some drama. There, it does get a little crazy at times. But, yeah, there's a whole show about cheerleading, and I watched it last night with the wife, the whole season. I'm not going to lie. You talk – anyone on this show, on the text line or Twitter, has anything negative to say about Jerry, I will fight you. I will fight you.
This is the one that
J.J.
Watt
Jerry
watched.
And you and I will fight.
J.J. watched
it. Did he watch
it?
Okay, and?
And he loved it.
Yeah. All I'm saying, say something bad about Jerry and watch what happens. I'll 2-4-6-8 your face.
Were you in the living room doing routines?
No, but Nora did tell me, well, now, babe, you could go back and watch it, Get It On, or Bring It On again. Because I might have liked Bring It On a little bit. That was an upbeat movie. There's nothing wrong
it's
with that.
It's already been brought in.
I can't believe you had to watch that.
Yeah, it was awful. Oh, I hated it. It was
How
terrible.
Many episodes?
All of them. I watched all.
You said an entire season while they ate.
Yeah.
How long are these episodes, and
saying.
How much are you eating?
Okay. All right, Smarty Pants. I think
she
they're
finished
an hour.
Like in
we
the first
steak.
Episode,
we had
Barry
steak.
Just kept eating.
We had steak. It was the only manly thing about the whole night is I cooked steak. Literally, that was it.
I shouldn't be talking, because if I told you what I ordered from Nick's place.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I'm going to hide it.
Yeah? You got Italian sausage because you're used to that?
Shut up.
At okay. Nick's place?
Anywhere. He just gets Italian sausage. That's, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing
that's
with it?
That's the code, Barry. You want Italian sausage at Nick's place?
Yeah, that means that's a glory hole at
Casa
a Pizza
de
Sciarra. Hut.
Casa Come that's on just, over,
that means
baby.
Glory hole at the Pizza Hut for Nick.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
That's the one unfair advantage you have.
I try not to
no
abuse
what,
it. I try not to abuse it.
Stop.
When's the last time I had that drop, please?
It just depends on
two
who
weeks
pisses
ago
you off.
When you ran through all of them.
Oh, God, I'm still swallowing it.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The day you were mad so at both much. Of us, you just alternated.
Yeah, you just run through them. You just run through them all. And that's how you are.
I don't think I remember the last time I did this.
Yeah.
We do.
Oh, it's about once a month?
Oh.
Maybe
oh,
once
that's
every
not
2 months?
Two or no,
once, once a month
weeks.
Is fine.
Every, yeah.
Once a month is fine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
But what were we talking about? This Cheer show. I have the trailer if you want to.
I will say it was pretty good. Not the cheering. I wasn't really into that.
They're competitive.
They're very competitive. And I didn't want to get into the storylines and stuff. I was kind of into it. There's a chick from Houston that was on the show.
This is real, right?
That. Yeah, no, because it's a junior college in just south in Corsicana.
That's what it's the bigger Dallas. Deal was. Wasn't someone in trouble?
Yeah, because they were stretching that girl out way too much.
No, like, I thought one way or another.
Well, that sounded terrible, but I'm like when they were doing the stretch.
Are we still talking about porn? Or are we on the cheerleading?
No, it was the cheerleading
or the
coach.
Boober eats. Yeah.
Like they were like, I guess it was like a, you know, an exercise to work on your flexibility, and she was like basically trying to do the splits, and you could just see the verbal abuse coming from like the other cheerleaders and the coach.
Oh, really making?
Yeah,
fun
I think we talked about it on the show.
It wasn't from that episode.
No, I don't think it was. Okay, I don't think it had anything to do with the show.
No, but I think
I was just making the point of how competitive it is because what they go through.
Well, it was like lobbying. When JJ was on one of the late night TV shows and he was saying what a big fan he was.
Yeah.
And then it was on Today Show, I think. The Today Show when he was on and they had the stars of the show on and he was lobbying for someone to be saved or not, you know, get in trouble and so that they could do whatever they're going to do. Randomly remember seeing something like that on Twitter, but it was a big deal because he was so focused and the stars of the show were so honored that he was that passionate about it. And now we know that Barry's even more passionate.
Yeah, someone texted the show, said Jerry sucks, so now they're blocked. See you on the mat, ho. What? Let's get this down to zero or whatever they said.
Who the
I don't remember
Jerry?
Exactly. Jerry was a dude that he was the Nick of cheer.
What?
He was the fat underdog.
See. He was, you on the fourth floor, there's about 15 other examples you could have used.
He was the fat underdog with a lisp. And
you know, based on the way you were treating us, you deserve that.
And he was, you know, and everybody's like, oh, he can't tumble. And I was like, well, you know, okay.
Throw a burger on the floor.
You know, exactly. So he was kind of the underdog of the show, and he ended up making Matt and being on the team that won the national championship. And so Jerry was kind of my guy.
You could be a champion, Nick.
Yeah.
You could be a champion.
Your light bulb body.
Way back
be
Wednesday,
the
back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, is that your claim to fame?
Yeah. Oh, settle down. You're the comments of way back Wednesday.
If I had a belt for every time I defended my title for way back Wednesday, there wouldn't be any room in the studio. There'd
when
be
you
that
win,
many championship
I'm
belts.
I'm telling you, you are the Houston Comets of way back Wednesday. You got a lot of chips.
Raise the
no
roof,
one
brother.
Cares.
Raise it.
It's the way to go, Nick Thompson.
You and Coop, you got it.
Nick Swoops.
Swoops.
Those are Hall of Famers, okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Put some respect on
the
name.
He's actually right.
No, that's true. You can't
argue
that.
All three
of
them are Hall of Famers. How about that? Speaking of Hall of Famers, how about the people at Infuse Energy? If you're looking for a Hall of Fame type energy provider in the Houston area, it's going to take care of you. Regardless of your circumstances, it's Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. They work with you. They identify and ask you as many questions as you ask them so that they can find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best deal and rate they can possibly give you. Give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can check them out on the website, infuseenergy.com. But I encourage you call them because right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and the discussion will go from there. They're going to figure out exactly what kind of plan and rate they can give you. And they're going to be 100% honest. In the rare cases, there's another company out there that can beat their rates and prices. They'll let you know because you may not go with them this time, but you're going to go with them down the road because you remember that they didn't try and screw you over. They tried to get you the best deal they possibly could. And that's all you can ask for in business. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and they take care of you every step of the way. So much so, they got a 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. I'm telling you, people, you can look all around to find an energy company, but when you look at Infuse, you're going to switch like I did because it is the only place to go for a business that's going to care about you and take care of your needs. I believe it when I say it, infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, half hour in, 3 hour program, ESPN 97.5. We mentioned it. If you missed it, we might as well give it to you. This is the one that Barry and Nick had some fun with on Twitter last night. But the Texans' official statement, which, of course, they're going to follow to the vest, whereas we've already mentioned every other team is still announcing the players they've acquired, traded, signed, whatever. The Texans said, in accordance with NFL policies, and let me just start over again. This is a quote. This is a statement. At the very end, you'll realize why I said that, and then you can go on the believability scale of where you think that falls. In accordance with NFL policies, the Houston Texans have been prohibited from making any official announcements regarding free agent signings or trades until the player has safely completed a physical and signed a contract. Given the difficult and unprecedented circumstances engulfing the world right now, the health and safety of our communities is our foremost priority. We're excited to welcome the newest Texans to Houston when all transactions become official. In the meantime, we'll do our best to keep fans informed while keeping football in its proper perspective.
Lies.
Close quote. Signed, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, Bill didn't write that.
Nope.
That's not in his vocabulary.
Not at all.
There was no curse words. There was no I suck twos, you suck too, we suck too. Bill didn't write that. That was a carefully crafted PR tweet. That,
let's blame it on the NFL a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. So because we're embarrassed. Hide and run again.
We're embarrassed about the trade we made, and we don't want to talk about it. It sucked. We get it. We're idiots, but don't bring it up. It's like, you know, when you do something bad and you're like with your wife or girlfriend and you're just like, I just don't want to talk about it. Okay. I messed up. Can we just not talk about it? Everyone in this room knows I screwed up. Just don't bring it up. And this is literally what the Texans are doing. We messed up. Just don't mention it, okay? We realize we're idiots. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, the same way you ducked behind the Astros cheating scandal after you screwed up the Kansas City game.
Yep.
You're using a PR statement that you're attributing to your head coach while you duck and run from more because you've been absolutely annihilated across the nation for the idiotic move. As Michael Irvin said, you got a ham sandwich for one of the best three receivers in the game. You have fans, quote-unquote fans. You have followers that are responding to that tweet by putting a poll underneath it that says, what's a worse virus, COVID-19 or Bill O'Brien's roster moves?
Did you see where they the picture, instead of be someone, it says fire O'Brien?
Yes, on the bridge.
So great.
Yeah.
I wish to hell that was real. In fact, I would do a GoFundMe if we weren't in trying times. I would do a GoFundMe to pay an artist to get up there and paint fire O'Brien on the bridge. As opposed to be someone. If there was enough room, you could put be anyone but the Texans. But that's a long bridge. Man.
Well, like, if he aggravates the right millionaire, you might see a billboard.
You think so?
Yeah,
but it ain't going to be
Cal
McNair.
That's not the norm here in Houston. We've seen it in other cities, but.
But you think about it, too. If there's ever a guy that wanted a complete lockdown in place to go on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and to self-quarantine, it's Bill O'Brien. His neighbors are probably chomping at the bit for him to walk down the driveway with the trash can to just throw things at him and pelt him with not so friendly things to say because the dude has completely pissed off the entire fan base.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, if you're in his neighborhood and he walks outside, there's got to be people that are contemplating
now,
forgetting the social distancing.
Don't go to his house. That's a little
No, I'm not saying go do it. I'm saying if you live next door or whatever.
Somebody check on Isaiah Carey. He's going to end up like he did with Arian Foster. Don't go to his house.
Don't let a bug fly in his mouth either, because then all bets are off.
Country ass town.
This month,
he's good about that too. He'll bring it up. He all the time people mention him on Twitter and he retweets it.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, but it's almost embarrassing how they're handling this right now.
But you're, not you're taking the high
road,
right?
Like they're taking the high road with the NFL and not mentioning stuff. If this tables were turned, if they had traded Duke Johnson for OBJ, bet that that's on the front page of the Texans website. Sources tell us.
Yep.
Yeah. I bet they do.
My hope is that when this, if and when this all clears up, that the NFL, you know, reinforces its old policies as much as it can, and that. They make coaches and people from the front office and players more available because once he has to address the media again, they're going to ask him about that trade. So there's no way out of it.
I want to be not there. Going away. This will be the one press conference that I go to. Yeah. I really want to go.
I wish you do go. Yeah.
Huh?
I'd like to be there too.
Yeah. I want to go and just ask him, what was the thought process? Why did you think this was a good deal when every other team in the league is getting first round picks for their number one receivers? What value did you see in this running back? What value did you see in a two and swapping a four? Why is it that you overpay for guys when you go and get them, but when you when you're giving up guys, you're getting undervalued? Why? What goes through your mind? Whose spreadsheet are you using when you do this? Do you just like, oh well, give me your notes, Cardinals, and I'll look and see what? Oh, they think very highly of David Johnson. Well, let's overpay for him.
Well, and then you got our own Patrick Creighton, who tweeted out with his sources saying that he heard that Kevin Krakowicz, the Texans cap guy, after the firing of Chris Olsen, who was let go for no good reason, can't stand Bill O'Brien. He wants out, team begging him to stay because they need a cap guy for free agency. Well, obviously you haven't used a cap guy to this point.
Now, who said that?
Patrick Creighton's reporting that with his sources, that within the Texans front office, their new cap guy wants out after Bill fired their old cap guy.
Oh, no way. Tell P. Crate, I don't believe him. Bill O'Brien doesn't fire anybody. Come on. Bill O'Brien firing people? That's ludicrous.
Well, and again, they say they need a cap guy for free agency. Why? It didn't help you when you signed Whitney Mercilus and Nick Martin and the kicker, Kyemi Fairbairn, to top six and top three like deals.
Dumbass.
Cap guy wasn't involved there.
It's bad.
My cap guy sits right next to me within social distancing, and he could have told you, pay Kyemi Fairbairn like the 20th highest paid kicker, not the third.
Yeah, put him in the bottom third, not the top third.
Analytics, I'm just going to go with what my gut tells me. And Bill O'Brien's gut's got a lot to tell him.
Yeah.
That's awful. So, you know, seriously, I can see Barry Warner, who's due for back surgery in the next 10 days, I could see them saying, Doc, no matter what happens, you wheel me into that press conference in a back brace. I need to be there so I can ask Bill why he's such a dumbass.
I'm more than happy to go to that press conference. I really am. In fact, I'm going to tell AJ and Tyler that once they hear about that press conference that I want in, I want to
be there.
You
don't need a pass for that.
You just show up?
You
can just get on,
yeah,
on site?
Yeah, you have some identification that you're with ESPN. Yeah.
Oh, you got a business card?
Yeah.
That's what I got?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going. I really am. I want to ask him questions that people are afraid to ask because I'm not afraid of Bill O'Brien. He's nothing to me. I'm not afraid of a guy who's that inept at his job to begin with.
It's amazing to me. And like I said, it was Houston's best kept secret for years because it was just on the local level that he was making these ridiculous mistakes as a coach. But once he took over as general manager and then once the Chiefs game happened, and then if you thought that wasn't bad enough, then this move with Hopkins, the whole freaking world knows what a complete idiot this guy is now.
It's bad.
And it's embarrassing for the city.
Yep.
Because you take this, you take the Astros cheating scandal. You know, you know that James Harden isn't the most likable guy in the world. And Houston sports right now is laughed upon by the rest of the nation.
My favorite thing, this is how you know how bad a trade is when guys like John Parker and the rest of the fans in this city are like, our only saving grace is if one of them fails the physical.
Yeah.
That's literally what you're praying for at this point, is that God intervenes.
Like your boy Joe Flacco, right?
Or Darwin. Yeah, Darwinism intervenes and says, sorry, David Johnson, he's only got 1.5 legs. Sorry, we can't do the deal. That would be the saving grace that would save this franchise. Otherwise, sorry.
Mm-mm-mm. Crazy times, people. Crazy times. You want to join the show? Talk a little Texans or otherwise. Get something off your chest, which we know it's been building. 713-780-3776. Text us. Call us. Of course, you can hit us on Twitter. We'll roll through the first hour of 3 hours. Sorry. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, what the
hell? Ain't this some shit?
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Suspects, it's Nick, Barry, and Joel on a Thursday. F yeah, Friday is tomorrow. F for figure it out, people. Quicker than we hope and get
right.
Because 18 months is a long time. You hear last night, I will say one of the things that was encouraging was, and this little dude is everywhere, this Tony Fauci.
Okay.
The top medical guy in the country that's in charge of hunkering down with the president and everybody else to deal with.
He used to be, Nora told me he used to be one of the, I think it was MD Anderson or something like that.
Was that right?
I think so. She may have said, I don't know. Maybe I was looking at the wrong guy.
He's doing every interview with every outlet. He's trying to keep people informed. And he said that they're making progress. He wouldn't say they're closer, but they're making progress in figuring out an antivirus or whatever you want to call it. But he did say the one encouraging thing was the FDA is on board to fast track this and not delay it so that it takes up to 18 months.
Because goodness knows with our government that red tape could delay things significantly.
Yeah. Also, there's an article in the New York Post that he's a runner. He's an avid competitive runner. He's a little guy, older guy.
Uh-huh.
But he told the New York Post he not only thinks it's a good idea, he encourages people to not only be outside but to run. But he suggests that they probably kind of curtail their gross habits of blowing snot rockets and spitting every few.
Oh,
and then the columnist was like, so he went out to Central Park and started polling people to see, do you really spit that often and do those kind of things when you're running? And most people are like, yeah, sure
it
do.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, I fart. I'll just let rip ass right there running.
I've told you this before, but Lisa's story is
about just when you start, though.
Marathon.
But that comes from running track. That was the worst. Boy, I used to run the mile.
Yeah.
Right? They'd be like, runners, take your marks. Pow! And that would be the gun. And then it would be all of us. It'd sound like a bunch of trucks backfiring. Pow, 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 pow. Just a bunch of runners farting on each other for the first quarter mile. I don't know why that's that. I guess nerves or whatever. I don't know.
Well, but then Lisa was telling me, she's run like 12 marathons. And she tells me, like, the more competitive and serious you are about marathon running.
The more farting you do.
No.
Oh.
The more you just let it all go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of running. I mean, I don't know. You wear compression shorts, and then you're just pooping and peeing, and right? You're not using the porta potties or anything? I don't know that I'm doing that.
I'm not that competitive. So, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll pass gas. I'm going to pass on the poop in my pants. Not doing that.
And like
I don't care that much. You can win. It'd be okay.
Like, it is kind of when you watch it on TV and you see. Like the top elite runners, they never have to go. And they're running for what, 2 hours straight? The best times are in the 2 hour range,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
Yeah, and they're not doing any of that.
No, yeah, that
and
you
they're
know
wearing
of.
Those shorts you like to wear.
That you know of.
Okay.
You don't know. Maybe they have a little runner's diaper on. I don't know if that's
based a real
on
thing. The size of them, they probably eat like 3 peas and they're done with the meal. So if they're pooping that out, it's not much.
That's probably accurate as well.
I don't know.
Like jockeys, like horse jockeys, they eat a peanut a day. Did you hear about that? I remember hearing that on Jim Rome once. I don't know if it was true or not.
What about camels?
Jim
when
Rome.
You're a jockey for camels.
No, we eat like cheese fries and stuff. I remember listening to Jim Rome one day while I was painting an apartment, and they were talking about jockeys, like horse jockeys. And they said that their diet is so – that sometimes, because they have to keep their weight down so much – that they'll get like one or two peanuts and ration it out over the day. And I was like, okay, half of me doesn't believe that. The other half kind of believes it. I'm kind of
that dumb. Seems a little too light.
Well, like watching Cheer. And then the mom of one of the cheerleaders was like, you need to eat some jackfruit. And I was like, now that sounds like I can make a lot of jokes about that fruit.
Jackfruit?
Jackfruit. So, look, there goes Nick. What the hell? Google. What the hell is jackfruit? Oh, I Googled it. As soon as she said it, she goes, eat some jackfruit. You won't be hungry for 12 hours. And my fat ass was immediately on my phone Googling jackfruit.
Which is?
I was like, this is either going to be sexual or food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's food. It's the largest tree fruit in the world. It's an Australian thing, I think. They said it tastes... like pulled pork. Yeah.
A fruit
that tastes like pulled pork.
Hmm.
And that you can cook it and it's starting to become popular. You can get canned jackfruit.
I saw a picture. It looks like
jackfruit sounds like a Friday night for Nick.
It looks like spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
Do you know what spaghetti squash is?
Yeah. Yep.
It kind of looks like spaghetti squash when you look at just the jackfruit.
Tastes like pulled pork.
Put a little marinara on it, Nick. You're tighten right up.
You gonna jackfruit tonight, Nick?
I kind of want to try the spaghetti squash. I've been thinking about that lately.
But this lady said if you eat some jackfruit,
you just like saying it.
You won't be hungry for 10 to 12 hours.
Really? There's no way.
That's what she said.
There's no way.
Go watch Cheer if you don't believe me.
I believe
you don't
Cheer.
Have any problem. I don't think either one of us is watching Cheer.
And there's no way you're
Nick
not going to go without food for
Nick
12
will
hours.
Watch Cheer. He's securing his manhood. You're the only one that's unsure of yourself.
Neither one of you can go without food
two kids.
For 12
for
hours.
12 hours?
No, you could not.
There's, by the way, plenty of guys that play for the other team that have kids. Don't even try it. Fair.
Just be real. Jackfruit or not?
No. You don't know. It depends on if it, you know, it has a lot of fiber, fills you up, because fiber keeps you feeling full longer. That's why they tell you to eat fruit.
Jackfruit?
Maybe it's just, jackfruit is all fiber. And they said no protein in it, which was surprising based on the name.
According to the Googles, it has a surprisingly sweet flavor, like a combination of mango, pineapple, and banana.
Now that doesn't sound like pulled pork.
Or pulled pork. But keep reading.
Or, in other words, exactly like Juicy Fruit gum.
That's not pulled pork, by the way.
I'm just telling you, jackfruit is supposed to taste like pulled pork.
Maybe you got a bad batch.
That was just what I Googled, just what I read on the Wikipedia. If you just Google jackfruit, one of the things it said was...
You think you got a hard time getting toilet paper? Go out to H-E-B and try and get you a jackfruit. See how that works.
You guys got any... Hey, what aisle is
it? Yeah, this place... Huh? This website, Business Insider, says it tastes like pulled pork.
Yeah. Hey, what aisle is your jackfruit on, eh? Where can I get some canned jackfruit around here?
Does not sound good. And I'd take Nick's version of it instead of pulled pork.
I would, too. I would much rather it taste like a, you know, pineapple and whatnot as opposed to pulled pork.
Now, Nick, they do have, when you do your grocery shopping, Lisa got some and it's really good.
Jackfruit?
No, it's frozen.
I'm going to bring some tomorrow.
And I want to say it's like spaghetti squash, but there's like 20 grams of protein in it, and there's only 300 calories per bag. And it's all in, you microwave it for 4 minutes, and it's like marinara sauce, and it looks like spaghetti, but it's like 20 grams of protein made out of a vegetable base, and it's delicious.
So I'm going to try it, dude.
If I buy a can of jackfruit, if I can find some jackfruit.
Does it have to be canned?
Because F is for fruit.
No, fresh.
Okay. F is for fresh. Oh, you want fresh jackfruit?
Yeah. I don't want nothing.
But if I can find either of them at H-E-B or
I
the
want
Kroger,
fresh I like the way jackfruit
Nick's
thinking, in my mouth.
Because in these days and times, wait, you ain't finding wait, no fresh jackfruit.
God bless it. You talked right over it. I'm going to have to go and
I'm
isolate.
I'm not repeating myself.
I'm going to have to isolate your microphone.
He ain't isolating himself.
There's no way it's going to all be one feed. Damn it. And I can't repeat it because he'll isolate it when I say it. So I can't repeat it now.
What'd you say?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I can't remember.
Son of a bitch. I hate
it. It helps with cataracts, but it messes with the short-term memory.
I like the way you're thinking, though.
So if I bring some tomorrow.
Fresh.
No, either one. Will you guys try it with me? It's an FEI Friday. F is for fruit.
I'll try it.
You're opening the small can piece. Right here.
I won't open it and then bring it into my pocket.
And then we'll Lysol it, and then we'll spray it, then wipe it down.
So I'm going to go after work. I'm going to go try to find some jackfruit.
Will you be tweeting?
You just want to say jackfruit on the air, you child. It's the only reason why you don't even want to eat jackfruit.
Nope. That's not true.
Oh, you want to eat jackfruit?
Huh? He had to catch himself. Oh, he had to catch himself. He wasn't sure. You saw him hesitate.
I was hesitating.
Wait, who's got?
I got to go.
Whose mouth? What?
So you're going in search of after the show?
Totes. I'm totes going to find some jackfruit.
Tweet updates.
I'm going to start on Telephone Road. And
store by store, we want updates on your...
I will. My jackfruit.
Successful or failure in attempts.
Yep.
I'm going to go get find some jackfruit.
And then we're going to see how long we can go without eating.
I can do that.
There's no way. There's no way you're going 12 hours.
Who's the one that just ordered 15 pizzas from
Where
next
is
place?
That thing?
Huh?
I want my pizza now.
Yeah. Who's the one that ordered? Because it wasn't me.
What, you didn't have food before the show?
Mm-mm.
You went to Hordash?
I had one Weight Watchers dinner before the show.
Boober Eats? No?
DoorDash, Nick's Place. Put some respect
there
on it.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, just like that, first hour's in the books. 2 hours still to go. Stay tuned for the second hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston. Hello.